Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlock because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
It's getting steamy on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road Stunners, whose mobile sauna costs more than your house? Sweaty_Hetty kicked it off last week when she posted a photo of herself in the nip in her new mobile sauna next to the splash pool Herken installed last year as an apology for sleeping with the cleaning lady. We were all wow and on fire emojis in response, but I felt it would have been more in her line to spend the money on a boob job, and I'd say I wasn't the only one with that thought in mind either. Anyway, this started a sauna war on the Douglas Road. Fifi_Volvo XC90 set the pace with a sauna from a guy known as the leading steam unicorn in Sweden, which sounds made up, but you don't want to question these things. I got his number off Fifi, but his mother answered and she said he'd gone to school, so it sounds a bit dodge. Lauren_Horn for sauna upped the ante by doing a grand opening of her new mobile sauna, complete with a guest appearance by the donkey from the Banshees of Inisherin. She even had the photographer out from the Examiner. However, the bitch managed to swing that. Who could I get to open my new mobile sauna? Jenny Douglas Road.
Try Prince Andrew. He'd do anything for money these days. And bonus, Jenny, he doesn't sweat, so he'd look good in the sauna pics.
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Bala Desmond. My bitch of a sister is down from Dublin this weekend with her two smiley, happy kids and their American accents from watching all the YouTube. At least they don't have a Dublin accent that sounds like 1:50 on a cold morning. Her gowl of a friend is home from San Francisco and they have decided they want to have brunch no less on Saturday. No prizes for guessing the idiot who has to organise it. I googled brunch in North Cork and all I got back was an image of someone called Tim Pat Nora in Knocknagree holding a brunch, the ice lolly that marked you out as having a bit of money in the 1980s before the Magnum came along and raised the bar for all of us. Anyway, bad cess to locating somewhere serving brunch in North Cork. You'd have a better chance of finding a well-thumbed copy of Ulysses in the library in Mallow. I don't want the bitch of a sister and her gowl of a friend laughing at our backward ways. So myself and Berna have opened a pop-up brunch place called Not Breakfast, Not Lunch. What do you serve in these places? Rosaline Bala Desmond.
I rang my foodie friend Aubergine Irene and asked, what do you serve to people having brunch in North Cork? She said, bottomless Prosecco. You'd need something to ease the pain. I'm only reporting what she said.
Hey, my name's Leonard. I'm from the Tand and Dock. I'm down here in Cork working on the Duncattle roundabout. And I'm a good-looking man for someone from County Loud. And there'll be no shortage of attention from the ladies when I'm out in the town here in Cork, I can tell you. Good news is I negotiated an open relationship with the missus back in the Tand and Dock. She says she doesn't mind what I catch as long as I don't come back home with a Cork accent, huh? And therein lies the problem. It's not unusual, like, to get a gang of 5 or 6 girls around me in the bar at any given time. Good for you, Leonard, you might think, but they're only interested in laughing at my accent. Sorry, no, but Cork people are in no position to be mocking people for their accents, are they? The way you sing everything, like, sounded like a budgie from Wales. I made exactly this point to a woman from Ovens the other night, and didn't she hop about it a bed, leaving me hanging? Is there any way yous Corkers could own the fact that yous have a stupid accent, so yous do? Leonard, Dundalk, and Ballincollig.
Shut up, you! A Dundalk man complaining about someone else's accent is hard to understand, for a number of reasons. And would you ever stop sleeping with women from Ovens?
So, like, hey, dude, I wake in a cold sweat some nights, worried that I've lost touch with the man or chick on the street, which is a risk because we're part of the aristocracy here in Ballintemple. But the old man left his Daily Telegraph on the 35 Grand Island in our kitchen yesterday, and I spotted a story saying they're bringing the Ford Capri back in an electric version. Like, what better way to say I'm down with the common man than to drive around town in a Ford Capri? This is no time for half measures. So, do you know where I can get a set of furry dice? Ed, Ballantemple.
My cousin knows everything about cars. It was either that or have a personality. I said, what does driving an electric Capri say about a person? He replied, it says that you love trees and people pointing at you on the street going, look at that, Langer.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.